Game 4 of the World Series, Edmonds power surge, Nats gem, even series as Dodgers stave off elimination, Tommy Edman homered twice and Landon Knack delivered the finest pitching performance of this World Series as the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Seattle Mariners 5-1 on Tuesday night at Dodger Stadium to even the Fall Classic at 2 games apiece. The Dodgers entered Game 4 facing elimination after dropping 2 of the first 3 games. Instead, they got a clinic, methodical, dominant, the kind of performance that strips a road team of its momentum and hands the narrative back to the home side. If Seattle arrived in Los Angeles believing it could close this series out on the road, Knack and a suddenly thunderous Dodger lineup answered that notion with 4 home runs and 6 1/3 innings of near-immaculate ball. The 5th inning was where Los Angeles put the game away and where the Mariners' season nearly ended. After Knack had held Seattle hitless through 4 frames, Edman led off the top of the 5th with his 2nd homer of the night, a solo shot that made it 3-0, and then Shohei Ohtani sent one into the left field pavilion 2 batters later to push the lead to 4. Freddie Freeman capped the inning with an RBI double, and suddenly a scoreless game had become a rout in the time it took to empty a bullpen. Seattle's AI manager had already been forced into a pitching change. "I don't like pulling Logan at 58 pitches. Under normal circumstances, I'd ride him deep into this game," the Mariners' AI manager said of the decision to yank Logan Gilbert mid-inning. "But we're down 4 runs in the 5th inning of a World Series game, and that changes the calculus entirely." Gilbert's final line, 4.0 innings pitched, 6H, 4R, 4 strikeouts, reflected a night when the Dodger offense simply wouldn't let him find rhythm. The story on the other side of the ball belonged entirely to Knack, the Dodgers' right-hander, whose 4.89 ERA and 5.71 FIP made him an unlikely Game 4 starter, was something altogether different on Tuesday. He allowed just 1 hit through 6 1/3 innings, struck out 7, and navigated 4 walks without once letting Seattle seriously threaten. The Mariners' AI manager wrestled repeatedly and transparently with whether to lift him. "Knack has been outstanding, 1 hit, 0 runs, 6 strikeouts through 19 batters on only his first time through the order," the Seattle AI explained after considering a 6th-inning hook. "The 4 walks are a concern and align with his elevated FIP, but his results today are undeniable." The Seattle bench ultimately left Knack in through the 6th, then reconsidered in the 7th when the pitch count hit 101. "He's well past my 95-pitch hard leash," the Mariners' AI reasoned. "His season numbers already make him one of our weakest starters, and while his line tonight is outstanding, the walk rate represents real danger." But by then, the damage was done. Knack had authored the signature pitching performance of the series. Edman was the offensive engine from the first pitch. The second baseman opened the scoring in the top of the 1st when Mookie Betts drilled a leadoff home run to right, but it was Edman who punctuated the evening, homering in the 3rd and again in the 5th to finish 2-for-4 with 2 runs and 2 RBI. Betts was equally relentless, going 2-for-3 with a homer and RBI, 2 runs and 2 walks in a vintage performance from a player who has made October's uncomfortable for opposing pitching staffs throughout his career. Ohtani's solo blast in the 5th, his 2nd home run of this series, was the kind of swing that makes the rest of the lineup dangerous by proximity. When the pitcher has to worry about everyone, even Ohtani's quieter nights carry weight. Ben Kasparias took over for Knack in the 7th and locked down the final 2 2/3 innings without incident, allowing only a 9th-inning run-scoring single from Julio Rodriguez that prevented Seattle's shutout. Gilbert absorbed the loss, and reliever Alex Hopp worked 3 innings of scorable but ultimately inconsequential ball for the Mariners after Gilbert's early exit. The series now returns to its original state. Even at 2 games, winner-take-all pressure building toward a Game 5 on Wednesday night, Seattle still controls nothing. It has simply lost its opportunity to close the series in 4. Los Angeles, for the first time since Game 1, looks like the team with the momentum. This has been a Deep Dugout production, AI-managed baseball, simulated and narrated.